Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance. Del, you got that? I want to hear the end of the Bears game. For those of you that missed it, the ball was partially tipped, right? I mean, barely.
Barely, but you saw the hand flex as the ball hit it.
Yes, but do you think it was going in if he doesn't touch it? I don't know.
I don't know how it affects a kick. I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. Cody Parkey, as he's about to kick, Doug Peterson calls timeout. He nails it right down the middle. And then the second time when it counted, he hit the upright, which he did maybe 30 times this year.
Five other times. This is the sixth time he hit an upright.
Unfreaking believable. That's got to be an NFL record.
It is.
Yeah. And then it hit the upright, and then it hit the crossbar, too. And a lot of times when it hits the crossbar, you know, that's almost impossible what he did. It's almost impossible so to hit the upright and the crossbar.
Travion Hester did get a finger on it, which may have altered. I think it did alter the path just enough. What it did was it took velocity off the kick, which just like a putt, if you can putt through a break, if you hit it hard enough. But if you don't hit it hard enough, the break becomes more pronounced, and I think that's what ended up happening to him. And he missed. I give Bobby Massey a lot of credit for getting up and consoling his kicker. I mean, you miss that kick, you're done.
My God. Chicago. He's got a place now in Chicago forever.
I mean, he's there with Bartman now where he's going to be that guy that people know and
Cody
remember.
Parkey.
And it's because he hit uprights. Like, he did not have a good season.
And it's not only amongst the English-speaking people, apparently. Mm. Here is the call.
Well, we're playing it because it's the Robbins Brothers.
Oh,
this is our...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't play know this that was the Robbins too. Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
They're Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. ¡No! ¡Falló! ¡Oh! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Los Eagles se van con la victoria! ¡Ay, papá! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Chicago! ¡Chicago! ¡Nos vamos para New Orleans! ¡Filadelfia gana el partido! ¡Le dio al poste!
Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the Engagement Ring Store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
That's the Diamond Brothers Play of
Robbins
Hall of
Brothers.
Fame. Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Year.
I would say it's safe to assume that's the Eagle broadcast in Spanish.
Yes. No,
we're Chicago, going to Chicago.
Chicago. No, vamos a New Orleans.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Big Bleak Nick keeps that same energy, and he wins again at fourth. I mean, he's definitely sold his soul to the devil. There's no question about that.
Do you want to see a list? Okay. Here is a list of NFL quarterbacks that have, that's his third, fourth quarter go-ahead touchdown pass in the playoffs. Third, fourth quarter go-ahead touchdown pass in the playoffs. He has more than Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Joe Namath, Steve Young, Aaron Rodgers, John Elway. More fourth quarter go-ahead touchdown passes than those guys.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Than those guys.
You know, what it really is like? It's a lot like, this is a Robert Horry phenomenon, where he's not going to be a great quarterback. I don't even think he's going to be the starting quarterback next
year.
It's going to be Carson Wentz.
No, wherever he goes, he's done.
He's had, but
they're going to trade him.
Yeah, it's just when it matters the most, he just has this ability to step up. And he's not, and sometimes he's not even good during a game.
I don't even know. Did you see the post-game interview with him? I'm not even, I think he's kind, I don't know. He didn't seem like he was like, we won. Did we win or something? I don't know. It just seemed like he was, like Big Philly, who we're going to have on a little bit later today. Big Philly, you know he won because he's in your face, loving life.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles almost was like, did we win or did we? You can't even tell.
He's the apologetic winner. They say he is just so quiet. He doesn't, not that he's quiet, he's just unassuming.
Yeah.
He's like tall Case Keenum, where he's, not trying to make
Case
a big...
Case was happy after the play against New Orleans last year.
You know what his nickname is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... So, what's his number? Do you know?
Nine?
It's number nine.
Nine.
Do you know what Philadelphia fans are bringing out on their jerseys, on their Nick Foles jerseys? They're putting the inch... The two inches, the little symbol.
Quote. That's a quote.
They're putting that behind. It looks like a quote. Yeah. They're putting that behind their jersey number nine with Nick. It just says Foles, and it's 9 inches.
Let
me turn it into.
All right. Let's get Biscuit in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Biscuit? How you doing?
Hey, man, that call though, man. What? That was hilarious, man. No Chicago, man. That was hilarious.
As a Texas fan, man,
big picture, man, they got a problem. Because I know everybody's talking about, I hear people talking about Romeo Crennel and Watson. No, man, I think we're going to see after this next weekend, the Colts got a damn good team. And they young.
That's a divisional problem.
That's the problem for the future.
Yes,
that's
it's a problem.
You got three guys in your division. They got a great quarterback. They got a lot of speed on defense. They got some young guys. This is going to be an issue.
That's my biggest concern, too, is that I thought it was going to be Jacksonville, and then that is so combustible that they literally just exploded before our very eyes. Marcus Mariota doesn't scare me one single bit. But the Colts, I figured it would start to happen. I didn't expect them to get two all pros. How about Darius Leonard is an all pro, but not a pro bowler? I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
But Darius Leonard, so they just, their first two draft picks were all pros, a linebacker and a guard. Andrew Luck is back healthier than ever. Your right tackle is a rookie who is part of the best offensive line in football. T.Y. Hilton is still T.Y. Hilton. And they just drafted pass rushers and Kamiko Touré, Tyquan Lewis. Like, these are all guys who are making a difference. I am really worried for the future for the Texans because that is a young team with a quarterback. Like, that's what the Texans have, only a more veteran quarterback, a better offensive line. I think their secondary can be had, but, you couldn't take advantage of it.
Let's give Brian Gain a little time, though. I mean, obviously,
but the Colts are getting a big head start.
Did this pretty much, yeah, they got a head start. I don't think there's any question about that.
I didn't think that was the case.
Let's give. I mean, Ballard did in a 1 year, did a damn good job, made all kinds of right decisions.
His first draft wasn't that good.
Yeah. So well, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. He did all this in basically 1 year.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's wait. Let's give Brian Gain a little bit of time because what we've seen so far is pretty damn good. I don't want to go Deshaun Watson on him. I saw seven games. I saw five draft picks. And they were pretty darn good. Yeah. So I don't want to go to Deshaun Watson and Brian Gain is going to hit every home run. We'll see. But I think these are the two teams. Now, Jacksonville's got a lot of good players. If they have a quarterback, they're going to be now, that said.
How long will they have the good players? You think they keep
– They made a Jalen lot Ramsey of good decisions.
Jalen Ramsey is such a pain in the ass. Of course, you're going to get a lot back if you trade Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, right.
But I feel like – I feel like Fournette's maybe not long for that team. That feels like they're going to clean the locker room out of some guys they don't like.
I mean, I think there's a bad attitude in that locker room this year. A bad attitude.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe you got to clean. They know who it is, and maybe you get rid of them. Maybe your best players, which is unfortunate.
That's talent on that roster.
Right. So they've got a lot of talent on that roster. I mean, and you know what? The Titans aren't a bad football team either. That's not a. They've got a lot of good football players over there. So this is, you know, from the worst division, it won't be long till this is the best division in football. It was already the only division that had three double digit win teams. They had three winning teams. Excuse me, because Titans only won nine games. But it's the only division in football that had three winning teams in it. So it's pretty damn good right now. The future, you better keep up, Brian Gain. You better keep up because this is going to be critical, not making many mistakes this draft. Everybody makes mistakes in the draft. Not making many is going to be the key. 8:14. We've got to catch up. We apologize. Eddie, Rick, Tyler, you're all in on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we got to talk about Champion Energy. Somebody just texted, what is that energy company that has the greatest electricity? Yeah, somebody texted me that. Well, it's pretty easy. You always talk about, what's the energy company you always talk about spitting on the bill?
Campeón. Sí, campeón.
Sí, señor. It's Campeón. It's Champion Energy. We like to call it 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. And I know it's winter. I guess it's winter. I don't know. We use our air conditioner every day. We use our air every night. I don't think there's any question about it. So here's the question. Do you want to pay more, even if your bill has gone down now from what it is in the summer? It absolutely has, right? It's probably half of what you pay in the summer. It's still, why would you want to pay more than you have to ever? We heard the testimonial from Justin from Black Horse Limousine. He switched over and he's like, oh my God, it's unbelievable. My bill is about half of what it was at this time last year, about half. I'm telling you, you are going to save 20, 30, 40%, maybe even 50%. It depends on what electricity company you're with. But stop paying more than you have to. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got callers that want to get in here and voice their opinion, and this is the place to do it. 713-780-3776. So let's get to them. Rick is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
What do you say?
Hey, I was wanting to comment on y'all's discussion this morning about the referee calls in those games. I was watching the Good Morning Football this morning before I got in the car, and they were saying on that catch, no catch on the Bears play.
Yeah.
The play was reviewed, and it was reviewed to be a catch, but because there was no clear recovery, that the call went back to the call on the field.
Right.
And the guy emphasized that when there's nothing clear, then it's going to go back to the call on the field, which was incomplete. That's what I
was right. It was the right call, but it's the wrong call.
Explain.
Well,
they said with most of the
rules, it would probably be re-reviewed, where it would ended up with a catch at the spot, probably if the rule gets changed.
Right. It should be, because if it was a catch and nobody went after and they blew the whistle and nobody picked up the ball, why are you taking the catch away from the guy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad rule. And I was wrong earlier. I said the refs blew it. The rule is wrong. The rule is wrong.
Well, you have to make a – so you can't just let plays linger. I mean, you got to make a decision. Is it a ball or a strike? You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to. But they blew the whistle.
Because you think
so
it's
incomplete.
So
nobody went over and picked up the ball. Nobody went after the ball.
Right.
And it's got to be clear and immediate is the rule right now. It's got to be a clear and immediate recovery.
But here's the problem, though. If you think it's an incompletion, you do have to blow the whistle.
And you did. And nobody grabbed the ball. But that's still fine. If it was a catch, though, you're going to take that away from the team? See, that's my point. And, oh, by the way, we saw was it last week or the week before? There was a fumble, and the ball was lying there for a little while, and then finally it was grabbed by a player, and he came out of the pile with it, and he holds the ball up, and I got the ball. That wasn't clear and immediate, and yet they gave the ball to the opposing team. That ball lingered for a while and sat on the field for a little bit, and then finally, and the whistle blew and everything else. I like that if the whistle blows, and somebody recovers it immediately. You don't penalize them for you making a mistake and blowing the whistle. I like that. But in this case, if the guy did catch the ball and nobody recovers that football, why are you taking that catch away from him? That's a bad rule. If nobody goes and gets the ball, give him the catch and the ball is right there where you
caught
it.
Well, how is it a catch if you fumbled? Like, why do you? That's a tricky. That's
but
a
nobody recovered
rule.
The ball. Nobody. The ref went over.
They weren't allowed
stood
to.
There. The ball was dead. He just picked it up
because they weren't allowed to.
Well, recover they, yes, a ball. They were. You're allowed to recover the ball if you cover it. If you recover it immediately, clear and immediate. You're allowed to recover clear and immediately, but you're not allowed to have the catch because nobody recovered it
but
clear
you,
and immediately.
But you know what that feels like, honestly? Because in thinking about this yesterday, I just thought. I don't know how you fix that, but that almost feels like the ultimate loophole play where it happened to go farther away from clear and immediate recovery.
Yeah.
You know, because it was pulled way far out. I just feel like that's a loophole that can't be closed because of everything that happened. If it's a catch, then it's a fumble. If it's a fumble, it's got to have clear and immediate coverage. There's no way it's going to on that particular because the guy signaled incomplete and blew his whistle,
which
stops the play.
However, they blow the whistle all the time when a guy fumbles and they think he's down, and yet people do go and recover the football.
Well, you remember the old rule with T.O. where it used to be in that 49ers game against the Packers where when the whistle was called, you know, it's a dead play, and even if you screwed up, the whistle killed it.
They don't allow anymore
for it if it's a clear, quick recovery.
That's what I'm saying. You allow for that. You allow for that now when somebody goes recover the ball. If somebody would have come and picked up that ball right away instead of letting it linger and sit there, it would have been a fumble. It would have been a catch and a fumble.
I think the location of that play down the field, there's not a lot of bodies. And if you're an Eagle secondary player, you watch him wave it away incomplete. You're like, okay, it's incomplete. I'm not going to go race after that football.
Right.
And there's not a lot of bodies there to go after the football anyway. I think if that's a ball thrown 4 yards down the field and a wide receiver screen and it's ripped away, I think guys will jump on it. I just think all those things came to
it's
make
all,
it a
yeah.
weird.
It was a perfect storm for a very difficult call.
Yeah.
Perfect storm. Eddie is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Eddie?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. People are talking about who's to blame for the game this weekend. One person I haven't heard mentioned is Rick Smith. It takes more than 1 year to wash the Rick Smith stank off the Texans' walls. The reason their offensive line is so bad, that's Rick Smith's offensive line. And without a first or second round draft pick, you can't replace that in 1 year. You just can't. Why are our corners so slow? Who drafted Kevin Johnson? Rick Smith. So it's going to take time to replace all these players that Rick Smith, all these picks he blew. And here's another, you know, splash of cold water for Texans fans. You know, they'll be quick to forget that we had one of the easier schedules in football this year. Well, next year we have one of the hardest, if not the hardest schedule, especially with who we face and where we face them. So you look at the Texans' offense, there are three and only three players you can count on going to next year. Deshaun, D-Hop, and maybe Nick Martin. Beyond that, there is no one you can count on that team. You can't count on Fuller. He finished the last 2 years on the IR. Are you going to tell me you're going to count on him? No, you're not. Demaryius Thomas from his Achilles? No, you're not. Kiki QT, who played, what, six games? You're going to tell me you can count on him? No, you're not. Lamar Miller, Mr. Mediocre, who did nothing the last four games? You going to count on him? No. Left or right tackle? No. Left or right guard? No. You have three people on that offense you can count on. That's why our offense sucked last year. And Lance, I heard you mention it a couple hours ago, and this is a fact. You have to. I'm not spending a first or a second round draft pick on a receiver, but you've got to get somebody maybe fourth that's fast that you can have. And honestly, I give D-Hop a lot of credit for the way Fuller's hands have developed from you know his rookie year. You get somebody who's got the speed, let D-Hop help coach him up on his hands and see where you go from there. But you have to. You have to get a receiver in this draft because D-Hop's already – all the money going to that receiver group. D-Hop just got paid. Demaryius, I don't know what he's getting, but you're not going to be able to go get a DeSean Jackson or someone and throw money there. You have to throw a draft pick at a receiver this year. You have to.
Maybe. Keep this in – okay, let me – that's a lot to –
A fourth, fifth. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got to get a playmaker. And you got Kiki QT in the fourth. If he was healthy, he would be a piece hit.
But I want to mention that Vincent Smith has shown some flashes as an undrafted free. I wouldn't just give up on Vincent Smith. He did a poor job of tracking that deep ball on Saturday, which should have been a catch. But Vincent Smith, they think, has some potential.
He was turning, twisting, falling. It was a tough catch.
He should have had it. He didn't track it appropriately, but Vincent Smith's on this team. Fuller,
I don't know. He's so up in the air. I don't know if I count on Vincent Smith.
Oh, I think they definitely will groom him because he's a height, weight, speed. He's shown enough flashes that I absolutely think he's like a fifth wide receiver.
Yeah.
The problem is.
Well, how about a playmaker though?
But there's the problem. Fuller, when you're on the IR every single year, when you can't end the season.
No.
As a healthy player, that's a major problem.
And Kiki QT
is a major problem. But boy, I was talking to our friend after the game was over, and he was like, can you imagine what would happen if the Texans had QT, Fuller, and
and
Nuke for any games at all? But you can't just go through life hoping and wishing with guys who are constantly hurt like Will Fuller. And I know you can tell me about, that was a freak injury. I just know he gets injured all the time. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know he's injured all the time. So, to me, you're going to have to draft a wide receiver. You bring DeAndre Carter back into camp, Vincent Smith. You go get another receiver in the draft somewhere. You can get him in the fourth, fifth, sixth. I don't care.
You almost have to have DeAndre Carter because you don't know the Kiki QT is going to be there.
Of course, you always have him. You can pull him out of social studies class and bring him back in since that's what he did last time as a substitute teacher. Everything he said is accurate. Now, this is what I'm not going to do. I'm not blaming Rick Smith. I will agree that Rick Smith, Eddie, played a part in building this team, and now they're having to clean up some of the mess that's there from some of the things that he did not address. But I'm not, this is Rick Smith's offensive line. No, the Texans signed Kelemete and Fulton, and they drafted, Davenport was drafted, but then he's got to be developed. He was a fourth-round pick. That's where he should have gone. He's got to get developed. The right tackle, Shontrell Henderson, that this camp brought in. I thought Lamb played better than Davenport, you want to know the truth, who was an undrafted free agent that Rick brought in. But regardless, I'm not blaming Rick for all the ills of the team. We know what he did in terms of not building the team and creating depth. That's fine. But once Rick Smith is gone, don't rely. Now it's up to Bill and Gain and the coaches to develop talent. And if it's not there, then you got to build. What he said was, yes, it's going to take time to clean up the mess. Absolutely. But I don't want to, the ghost of Rick Smith should not be blamed for everything moving forward. That's just, I think that absolves the current organization from their duties as well, which have to be figured out.
So okay, quickly, and I apologize, Tyler, but you're going to get on the other side because we're up against it here. Here are, you've got the three division teams, the Colts, who are going to be good, the Jaguars, who, if they get a quarterback, are going to be good. Titans are going to be good as well. They won 9 games this year. You've got the AFC West, the Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, and Chargers. The only game that is a possibly easy game is the Raiders in there. You've got the NFC South, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Buccaneers, which we'll see who's bad in that group because it changes every year. And then you've got the two first-place teams, the Ravens and the Patriots. So next year,
it isn't going to be awesome next year.
Next year, you kick up that schedule tremendously. You went from one of the easiest schedules to one of the toughest. 831 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Tyler and Coach Doc, we got you guys this segment. But here's something that we haven't even touched on yet. Did you see that the Astros have traded J.D. Davis and minor leaguer Cody Bohanek to the Mets? And let me ask you this. Do you guys have a problem with this? They picked up Luis Santana, Scott Manea, and Ross Adolph. Do you have a problem? Do you think Astros...
I'm not worried about them picking up a guy with the last name Adolph. I already know where this is going.
Who names their kid Adolph anymore?
That's a last name.
I know, but don't you think that you should be politically correct and change your last name if your last name is Adolph?
I don't think that's... I hate the woke John Dell. I can't stand woke.
I'm sorry, but after picking up Roberto Osuna last year, mm-hmm. now Adolph?
Isn't there Adolph's Rice or something like that? Isn't there?
No. Well, in response, Jeff Luno says this.
Everything else, win, 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 win.
So if you can win with a guy named Adolph, you get him.
You don't care what their name is and apparently what they allegedly may have done. We're just trying to win ball games.
So I'm watching TV, and Channel 26 has, Louis go live to a big celebration as Dallas Cowboy fans are at Willie's Wings or some wing place in Cyprus or whatever. And they go there, and it's all these Cowboy fans. And the girls there doing a stand-up with the, guys, it's crazy in here. All the Cowboy fans are super excited. And then the Cowboy fans are just being Cowboy fans. You know what that means.
A-hole.
I don't have to say. Yeah, just they're just a-hole. Being Cowboy-y. Yeah. And they go to one woman. She goes, and it said she's got to feed Zeke a button on. And they ask her, you know, what do you think about the Cowboys? And she goes, I just got one thing to say. Weed and boys. And then like, oh, this is great. Everybody loves the Cowboys so much in Houston. And then she goes to the next guy, she goes, and you were really getting into this with the Cowboys. You said you always believed in Dak and blah, blah, blah. What did you think about the game? He goes, she goes, do you think you can win next week against, who are they playing, the Saints? No, the Rams?
Yeah.
And he goes, let me say it like this here. He didn't say bleep everything else. He just says, win, 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 win. He goes, that's all we know. Win, 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 win. And I'm like, that's
everything else.
He wanted to say, bleep everything else.
I think it was Fox or maybe it was ESPN before the playoffs. They dropped the F everything else They just put in win.
No, that was the Alabama, Oklahoma
game. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the playoff game.
They had that was intro. That was the whole intro.
ESPN?
Oh, J-Rock is hot.
Uh-huh.
At least that song is.
Yeah, but you can't say that on what? ESPN.
All they said was win.
Did you hear Ed Werder?
Yeah, he had a problem with the word pissed, I guess.
Yeah, apparently.
What do you mean?
Tony Romo said, oh, Philip Rivers is pissed right now, or somebody was pissed right now. One of the quarterbacks was pissed right now. Yeah, I think it was Philip Rivers. He goes, oh, Philip Rivers is pissed right now. And Ed Werder goes, I didn't know you could use that kind of language on a national television broadcast. And everybody was like, Ed, 1958 called.
We've got Steve Smith saying ass multiple times.
That in a little bit. Let's get Tyler in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Tyler?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, I wanted to call in. I wanted to talk Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Before I did that, man, I had a quick comment on the Texans. Just wanted to see what you guys thought of, if there was any chance that Romeo gets another head coaching job and, you know, we might be having to replace its defensive coordinator. And what are the odds that we go out and get an OC? But what I wanted to say about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz was, if you have a Super Bowl championship last year and you go two games deep, say they end up, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and losing, you know, are you going to – I think Nick Foles is a free agent after this year, if I'm not mistaken. Are you going to re-sign Nick Foles as a backup, give him all the money in the world to be a backup? Or is he going to go somewhere like Jacksonville, or is he going to go somewhere like – Miami, or somebody that could really use a quarterback that they might give a shot to.
This will 100% turn into a first-round pick for Philly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hesitant, though. If I'm a GM, I am really hesitant to think that Nick Foles is the future for my football
team. You should be, but somebody is going to – Nick put you in a very precarious spot. If you're Philly, you just have to look at this as – you cannot look at it like fans want to say, it's a quarterback controversy. How do you get away? This is an easy one for you. You've already got your quarterback of the future. You move on from Nick Foles and you turn him into a first-round pick. Somebody's going to give you a first-rounder for Nick. Because now your agent, the agent can sell you on, well, look what he did last postseason and then look what he did this postseason, depending on what happens. I don't think he was great yesterday, but it's still a win. There's going to be, and you're right, Jacksonville might be one of those teams who says, let's go out and let's get a veteran who's played. We don't want to start all over at the rookie. Let's go get Nick Foles. Although Jacksonville will probably have their pick of the quarterbacks based on how early they draft. But I think that, I definitely trade and make money off of him. I mean, get draft capital off of him without 100%. As far as, I don't think there's any question. What was the other question or comment?
About the something about, I forget, the Texans or something. I forget. or something. I'm looking at
Romeo Crennel. There's 0% chance a 70-year-old.
He's a little old for that.
He's in the 70s. Yeah. He is not getting hired to be a head coach.
No.
Now, could he move on? He could decide to retire if he wanted to, although Bill O'Brien said he expects him to be there. I'm already on record as I think Bill O'Brien will not be the play caller next year. I think he will give that up.
You do? I don't. I don't think he's giving that up. No chance. Although he did give it up before.
He has.
Yeah, he has.
I think he will give it up because he wants to have hands-on with Deshaun.
It better be somebody that he really has a lot of confidence in. And that guy isn't here right now. Mm-mm. And it's got to be a guy that's going to develop Deshaun as well. I think
O'Brien can, from a head coach, I think it's maybe easier as a head coach to go than a play caller to go. You know, a lot of play callers up in the booth. I think his relationship with Deshaun is better as a head coach because you can pick and choose when you want to go talk to him and you have that ability as a play caller. It's just a different vibe. And I think he's got to find another play caller.
Is Sean Ryan. Because I don't see any other way. I don't think they just bring somebody in here and trust them to develop Deshaun and call the plays unless it's Sean Ryan.
I don't know him well enough.
I don't either. I don't know. I don't know. By the way, Nick Foles he's got a mutual out. He's got a $20 million base salary next year. And he's 20 million dead cap. The cap hit.
How?
Dead cap. Oh, no, no, excuse me. Excuse me.
It's a zero. Bad.
1.8 million dead cap. So that's fine.
But
he's a
but
cap hit of 20 million. They've got to get rid of him.
No, but you. That's why you deal him.
Yeah, you're dealing. They're going to trade. He's not an unrestricted free agent.
It's a mutual out, and they're not going to give him an out.
He's an unrestricted free agent in 2020. So next year, they've got. Now, somebody's got to pick up 20 million. On his contract.
Well, you pick it up and then you just give him a contract. You don't pick up that. You pick it up and you redo his contract completely.
If he does, or he says, give me my $20 million, I signed it.
I mean, if you want to take a look at
guess what?
Well, if you want to take a look at the prices of quarterbacks, that's actually about what he would cost.
You know what he'd be? About 15th, 16th in the league.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe a little higher with $20 million. But... he's due to make 20 minutes. He's going to get paid. He's going to get paid next year. And he, you know what? Probably deservedly so. We saw the big year that he had with Chip Kelly, an unbelievable year. But then the next year he's benched. And we saw last year he wins the Super Bowl. He starts out this year and he's And then he comes in now and he's back to being 9-inch Nick.
That's not the Nick. I don't think you're not supposed to say that. I'm 100%. I thought you
were
woke.
He's number nine.
How about just Nick Foles? How about just...
Look. I mean, that dude, he is getting it. And he's so like... It's like he's not even... It's like he's stoned. It's kind of like he's just stoned all the time.
He is.
He's a Houston guy.
He's definitely sold his soul to the devil.
All right, let's get Coach Doc in here because we told him we would. We're going to be up against it. But hey, Coach Doc.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
That's good. Okay, I was listening to you guys, and I think, you know, I didn't hear you all bring up this point. Well, actually, two points. I don't think the coaching staff are able to adjust in-game. And what I mean by that, they keep going, doing the same thing over and over again, rather than adjusting to, you know, maybe... Like a basketball team, they maybe want to trap a little bit to change the pace or something like that. Well, instead of them doing that, they don't, you know, change the pace by speeding the game up. And then when they go into their two-minute offense, there's no movement, no hurry, or no urgency about them. And then on the second point is, Kareem Jackson cannot be your number one corner. He has to go into the season being your number three corner, and he has to be paid as a number three corner or maybe four corner. If that isn't the case, you're going to have to cut him and eat that money because he has no ball skills. I'm not going to say no ball skills, but nothing good about those ball skills. And I'll listen to you guys, man. What y'all think about it?
Yeah, they got to improve the cornerback position. I don't know that that's – even arguable. They got to get more speed. They're just too slow. It's just you got to play zone because you can't run with anybody. I mean, this is not, Doc, I don't think you're breaking any new ground here. This is the corner is a big concern for this football team. Yeah, Kareem's a safety now, and he had to play corner though. The initial idea and plan was for Kareem to be a safety, but because of the injuries and the ineffectiveness of Colvin, they had to move him back to corner, and that's not what he should have been doing. He just shouldn't have been. So
Kareem's just too slow to be in coverage stuff against, like, he will just give up a bunch of catches. I'm telling you now, the offensive line's got to be fixed, but the cornerback has to be immediately fixed. Yeah. Immediately fixed, because you got to try to beat the Colts. That's who you got to try to beat in the division. You can't keep up with Dontrell Inman, who is a bargain bin pickup for them. Forget T.Y. Hilton. We already know he spanked
Pascal. You can't cover a Pascal.
Zach Pascal. T.Y. Hilton literally puts you over his knee and delivers spankings to you every single time he plays. Dontrell Inman and Eric Ebron now? Marlon Mack? By the way, somebody sent, I think you got sent this too. Did you see
the list?
A security guard's guide from week 17 at NRG Stadium.
I love this. This is awesome. We got to do, talk about
section, it. What section? These are all section 300.
Wait, we
got
to do it on the other side. It's 8:49, and you got to talk about custom patios.
Oh, Texas custom patios. Go to tcplance.com. I've had so many of you guys reach out through Twitter and direct message and say, hey, where's the, what's the website? What's the place you were talking about? So Texas Custom Patios is a patio company that I ended up, I was searching for someone to do a patio. I didn't know what I wanted it to look like. I just wanted to make my house better. I just wanted to make my house better to live in. And after a lot of looking, I found Texas Custom Patios. I hemmed and hawed, wasn't sure if I was going to do it. And then once you see Steven, the one of the owners of Texas Custom Patios, you know, he's one of the guys, they have designers, they have the most high-tech design technology, and when he designed what my patio would look like, I was just blown away, and we decided, yeah, let's do this, and it ended up being a full-scale makeover, brand-new windows for the back of the home, actually, we ended up doing for the whole home, brand-new siding, and they incorporated a living area, patio that's a living area, and they built it onto the pre-existing roof, matched the aluminum roof and everything. And I'm telling you right now, it blows people away. If you want to see the before and after, it's pretty jarring. Go to tcplance.com and you can see what my backyard looked like before and what it looks like now. They can do the same work for you, whether it's enclosed rooms, living outdoor living areas, they can do outdoor kitchens, they can do sunrooms, they can do it all for you, and they do it better than anybody else in the entire state. They're considered the best in the state, and they're right here in Houston at tcplance.com. That'll give you all the information you need. You can reach out to them, and you can get started on finding out whether or not a brand new patio would make sense for you. Here's the spoiler alert. It does. tcplance.com. That's Texas Custom Patios.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, guys, we will get to you, but this is important. This is breaking news here, okay? We got tweeted. Who sent this? Who sent this tweet? Lance.
Lance Ford, yeah.
Lance Ford. This is a list for security guards at Saturday's game between the Texans and Colts. This is stuff that happened in Week 17 at the Jags game. So they got to be looking out for this stuff and monitoring these seats. And I don't think, but this is all in the club level. This is all in the 300s. Every one of these things is in the 300s, which is the club level, which is, I think people would, that should have a little bit more, they got a little bit more money. They should be, have a little bit more decor, nope. I would think.
Nope. No, that goes out the window.
I guess it does. Here is a list of stuff that they have to watch. They had to watch for it on Saturday because this stuff happened against the Jaguars. Well, yeah, some of it happened during the year, but a lot of it happened just in Week 17.
This is the 300 level.
The 300 level.
This is just the 300 level. And most fan fights that you see, if you're watching a YouTube video, and like, there was a bad one with the Ravens and Chargers where I don't know if it was Raven-on-Raven violence, but it was in the upper deck is upper the one that goes the hardest. Okay. I'm waiting for somebody to get knocked over the railing and die there on a fight.
All right, here's some stuff that happened in Week 17 or in the past. Guests around these seats have been obnoxious in the past. And I don't want to give out the seats because, well, if you know any of these, I mean, it's unbelievable. Guest was throwing beer at guests. Yellow card was given out. Now, wait a minute. A yellow card. I thought immediately, well, this is a, hold on, these hold are on. Hooligans. What? You want me to stand? Oh, yellow card was given out right there. Hey, Lance is taking out the pen and writing down. No, you had to write down this guest's seat because a yellow card was given out. This is woman was assaulted at the game. Please monitor this area very closely as both parties will be back in attendance. Wait a minute. This woman was assaulted at the game and both people will be back in attendance? Here's one. Gentleman vomited on the guests in front of him. That's unfortunate for everybody in front of him.
Was that your crew? Did you need to get your mans?
I don't have anybody in that section. Altercation between Rose M and L. Monitor these groups closely. Using profanity, escorted out because he punched the glass door in the lobby. Arrested due to PI. Disruptive fans on multiple occasions have received yellow card. Please monitor closely.
These are all different sections,
there's
by
different
the way.
Seats and sections. Yeah. Drunk and provoked surrounding fans. Please monitor this area closely. Complaints about the people around him being extremely rowdy, and he's afraid to bring his small child. Gentleman was ejected for using vulgar language and received yellow card. Received yellow card for putting their feet on the chairs in front of them.
I
have been
this.
Asked not to
receive
repeatedly. Received
yellow card. Hold on. Go ahead, Rio. Come on.
You get a yellow card for putting feet
on. Well, if
on
somebody's
the chair.
Sitting in the chair in front of you, yes.
Wait, hold on.
Stop then, putting your feet on
then
them.
Then we got to change the yellow card system, because a yellow card for starting a fight is not the same as putting your feet.
You're provoking. If your feet don't, have you ever?
I know, it sucks.
It feels.
It sucks.
I know, but I'm not.
But there's levels.
The same.
Maybe
hey,
that's
get
a,
your
maybe,
bleeping feet off my seat.
Okay, that's a yellow card. Yeah. Maybe they need to start a red card
red
or
card
a,
for,
a deep steel
start,
blue card.
Well, I'm pretty sure assaulting a woman at the game should get a red card.
Yes, a
deep
battle red
steel
card.
Blue card.
A battle red
right.
card. They're all about the brand.
How about this one? Made racist comments and gestures to the in-seat server. Was not the owner of the seats.
What are racial gestures?
Made racial comments and
okay.
gestures.
Yeah, but
what's a racial gesture?
Oh no, they just know you probably shouldn't.
That's not.
You think he was?
What you said? Racial? I'm trying to guess. It could be that.
What you think? It's a lynching thing.
I have what? I don't know. What else could there be?
Do you think he was doing
the Heil, the Hitler, the Nazi thing?
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
What if it's somebody doing it to a white guy and they're saying, "Hey, my name's Tom." We'd want some more jalapeno poppers here. That commercial is one of the best. Everyone's like, oh my God, Tom's killing us. How you doing, Tom?
These seats used profanity and inappropriately touching and taunting the women in front of them. They also spilled beer on guests' merchandise in front of them. They attend numerous games. Please monitor closely.
Did they get a card?
And give these seats a yellow card if this continues.
Wait, they didn't get a yellow card for what they already...
Inappropriate touching?
Feet on seat.
We need more rules.
And it appears as though he's getting a yellow. One more and he will be gone and there'll be a man down. And
he didn't get one for inappropriate touching.
Inappropriate touching. And that's going to go as a warning. And that's a simple warning. He could have been booked. Frankly, I thought, in all honesty, that might have been a booking.
Wow. Intoxicated fans. Intoxicated during game and spill alcohol on seats in front of them.
Ugh.
This all happens in week 17? Holy crap, is it a... And that's just in the club level. That's just in the club level. And actually, I think it's just on one side. It goes from 309 down to 3... He's got his thumb over it, so I can't see. To 340s. I guess that's not just one side.
Man, that's awesome.
But that's just the club level.
Those are good scouting reports.
That is. We could give you... I'll retweet this so you can see... We'll retweet.
Yeah, that's
this
pretty good.
This is funny. Boy, they are busy. They are busy at NRG.
Gotta know. You gotta have scatter reports.
That's all from the Jags game? That's it?
Well, no, it says throughout the season.
Throughout
sometimes,
the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are man. Busy at NRG. Okay. So that happened. That is fun. That's good, clean fun for the whole family. Except for, the inappropriate touching and assault.
Somebody gets inappropriately touched, okay, and they go, "I just got touched. He just touched me somewhere." You're not going to give a yellow card to him, but you're going to give the yellow card to the guy that puts his feet on the
seat. No bookings.
You know what they're going to do?
No
they're
bookings.
They're going to spray that paint,
no.
And they can't cross that line.
You know what they did?
Yeah.
They ran and got the magic spray and sprayed the lady's butt.
You can't touch that. You can't touch that. You can't touch
right
there.
You know when you get hurt and they have to put the magic spray on you?
Oh, the magic spray, too.
Like wherever somebody got vomited on and somebody runs out there and sprays the magic spray on the vomit.
Well, I think, they put that paste.
They put the line there.
They put the line and you can't cross that. You can't cross that.
Man.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
Yellow cards? What? We're not soccer. We're not doing that. All right, I want to talk right now about, what we are doing? We're betting on games. I had kind of a rough weekend, if you want to know the truth.
You got a chance tonight?
I do have a chance tonight.
Who do you like?
You kind of like
five
Alabama, don't you?
I actually do. I think that Clemson, everyone's on Clemson, and I understand why. I just think you got to have a squirrely quarterback and an experienced quarterback to beat Bama, and that's not what this is.
He's not, but he's good. He's got a rifle. He's talented. I'm torn on it. I'm kind of torn on it. I did not have my best week. As a matter of fact, I was 0-for this weekend. But that's okay. I can bounce back. You know what I was the weekend before? Not 0-for. I picked up some cash. You can pick up cash, too. It's just, I just like to have a little something on it. Makes it more interesting. Cody Parkey is, I hate him, but that's neither here nor there. Here's the deal is you can love, you might love Cody Parkey because you had the other side. And that's how it works, right? That's how it works. So all you need to do is pick the right side and you're cashing checks. And oh, by the way, at mybookie.ag, they pay. When you win, they pay. And here's the deal. If you're looking for them to match, you go to your local bookie. He ain't matching nothing that you put in. He ain't matching nothing. They're going to match half of whatever your initial deposit is at mybookie.ag. You win, they pay. Mybookie.ag.